This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
I'm Ted Siemens. My wife and I now make our home in our third host culture. We were raised with many of the same values as you find in our present host culture, just in a much more easygoing way. So much more easygoing that we might look at our present host culture as legalistic. We grew up hearing phrases like, "Rules were meant to be broken." When I'm feeling like an outsider, when I put on my expat glasses, it's hard for me not to judge everything here as legalistic. On the other hand, I often find myself wishing that I had grown up with the same discipline that seems to come naturally to my neighbors here. What difference does it all make? Some months ago, my fellow MemCare team member, Susan Feet, told about going through a nervous breakdown. We've used several series of programs since that time to help you avoid setting yourself up for a similar sort of breakdown. Today, we begin a series that has to do with helping us see ways in which we might be avoiding our problems, which may at first seem to be comfortable, but only serve to set up a scenario where we face an even greater giant because we didn't do something about the problem before it got too big. Susan, when I hear words like coping mechanisms, I think of coping as dealing or working with something or someone, and a mechanism as a machine or a system or something. How are you using this term?
Well, coping mechanism is kind of a technical term. It means something that we use to deal with a pain or something we don't want to face or a difficulty of some sort. It is a mechanism in that it is a process rather than actual coping. It's something other than actual coping.
How do we take on this kind of coping mechanism?
A lot of times we learn them in childhood. It's a sort of thing that's more caught than taught. I mean, your parents aren't going to say, "I think you should procrastinate when you have a difficult job and something you don't want to do." But we will see that modeled. We'll see things modeled by our parents and by our other siblings. And we sort of pick those up as methods of dealing with things. But we can also develop our own things.
So when we talk about some mechanism of coping rather than really coping, you're saying that this is what we adopt or take on as children. How should we grow out of that then?
Well, it's part of, it's natural for children, and there's even actually, most people think it's beneficial for children because they are emotionally immature. Their brains are immature. They can't process things. And so they need coping mechanisms to deal with the hardships of life. But then as we become adults, we usually continue in that pattern of coping mechanisms, which adds stress to our lives. It would seem that it's meant to relieve stress, but it actually adds stress because we're not actually dealing with the things that need to be dealt with in a mature, adult-like manner.
And would you say that's also a good way of defining whether or not we're actually coping or we're using some sort of mechanism? It comes down to, are we dealing with the root problem?
Exactly, because that is at the definition of what coping is. It's actually dealing with the thing.
But I suppose sometimes it happens that are you actually aware of what the root problem is?
No, a lot of times, in fact, quite a lot of the coping mechanisms are about not knowing. They are about some sort of avoiding or repressing or not being aware. If we don't know what to do, we don't want to know about it. Or if the problem seems too big or overwhelming, we don't want to know about it. So being aware of it is a big part of coping.
So in other words, when I try to do my finances each month, it's not a good idea to put a blinder over my face so I don't have to see what's left after I've paid all the bills.
Yeah. And for the man who doesn't want to see what's left after the bills, he may delay and delay and delay about doing that. But it's in the back of the mind. It's working. It's like, yeah, I should be doing that. I should be doing that. I should be doing that.
That's one picture of what a coping mechanism might look like. Can you give us a few examples?
Yeah, there are actually quite a variety of coping mechanisms. A common one is called acting out. We're very familiar with this in children. You tell your child to go pick up their toys. They take them and they get angry and they throw them and maybe they yell at the parent and things like that. They have a tantrum of some sort. That's what we think of as acting out. But adults do acting out as well. It's often takes an adult kind of a guise, but slamming doors, hanging up the phone, the cold shoulder, the silent treatment, those are ways of sort of punishing the other person because they want you to do something or they've said something that you don't like.
And if we find that we're in a position where someone is doing that toward us, is there a way we can help them to see what's actually happening?
Well, and that's part of coping. And you have to, you know, speak the truth in love, and there has to be a place. Sometimes you have to let a thing run its course, and you have to let that person cool down. And then when they're calmer, then you can come in and you can speak with them about the situation. Sometimes you have to deal with it in the midst, like with the child particularly, although there's two schools of thought. And again, it's about a matter of personality and their temperament and what works for them. So a lot of times it has to do with gently confronting that person in a loving way so that they understand the impact of what they did was on you. And sometimes they also need to understand, you know, what you have asked is reasonable and their response was not.
So acting out again would be using a behavior to demonstrate that you're unhappy about a situation.
Yeah, and basically trying to either get your way or you're trying to punish the other person. Another way of acting out that adults can do is they will needle and persist, and they'll just wear down another person's resistance about something in order to get their way, which is a lot like the kid, you know, the child with a parent, and there's a candy bar at the checkout, and they whine and they carry on and they have a, you know, and they beg and they plead and they cry and carry on until the parent finally buys them one. Adults do the same kind of thing. You tell them no, and they will push and push and push to get you to do what it is that they want you to do.
So acting out would be one of these coping mechanisms. What are some others?
Displacement is another common coping mechanism. And that's where we shift our actions and our feelings from what has triggered them on to a safer target. So a classic example would be a man who's at work. He has some kind of conflict or difficulty there. It's with a superior or a boss or somebody. He can't take it out on them. So he goes home, he fusses at his wife about dinner. She gets upset. She goes and she, you know, fusses at the kids about their toys all over the floor. And one kid picks on another, you know, until the youngest kid goes and kicks the dog. That's a classic example of displacement.
So in other words, displacement is where we're taking it out on someone other than who is the culprit of whatever is causing us the stress.
Yeah, usually when we perceive the target as somebody we don't have any power or influence over, or we are afraid if we say something to them that there'll be some kind of retribution. So usually it's someone we consider in a position of power over us.
Yeah, I can picture myself having done that before with our children, for example, after maybe disagreeing with my wife about this or that. And then it's very easy to all of a sudden you're impatient with the children getting ready for bed or something like that.
Yeah, it's very, very common.
What might be some other coping mechanisms?
Provocation is another coping mechanism. And that's where you provoke somebody. And usually these are on the safe people. So often these things are taken out on family. You provoke them in order to retaliate. So it's a way of instigating a fight, either verbally or physically. So this is done by someone who needs to affirm their power. And they will usually provoke a fight in a weaker person. And they want to escalate it because they want to vent what it is that they're feeling. And they want to be confident that they can win. It's a way for someone who's feeling weak to feel powerful. And bullies in school are a prime example of that. Something's going on in their home or whatever in their life. They're feeling powerless. So they come and they pick on younger kids to feel powerful.
Susan, on our program today, we've talked about acting out, displacement, and provocation. And I know there are many other coping mechanisms, but is there anything you would say to us in terms of how can we be sure, or what can we do to avoid acting out these as opposed to really coping with our difficulties?
I think one of the first things we want to do is we want to be self-aware. So we want to say, okay, why don't I want to talk with this person? Why am I picking this fight? Why am I in a bad mood? These kinds of feelings. We want to be aware we're having them. And then we want to ask ourselves, okay, why am I feeling this way? And if we can't determine, oh, it's because my boss said something that hurt my feelings, or my husband said something that hurt my feelings, then it's a good time to say, you know, Lord, search my heart. Like the psalmist said, Lord, search my heart. It's like, okay, Lord, what's going on in here? Why did I just go and fuss at the kids? Or, you know, why was I picking that fight or the things that I'm doing? And so self-awareness is the biggest step.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.